Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. Today is just going to be a games list Wednesday. It's a very slow... Again, this is why, no matter if it's the daily show or even this three-day-a-week schedule that this show will be on up until Labor Day, or at least up until June, because then it goes to the summer schedule, it's one day a week. No matter what schedule I use for this show, Wednesday is always the slowest, always is, because there's not a lot where you're like, wow, this went down, and this went down, and this went down. No, it never seems that way, but for my NBA fans, the play-in tournament is underway again. This is day number two, and this time around, it's on the Eastern Conference side. The Western Conference play-in tournament got situated, at least one half of it did. The Lakers beat the Pelicans 104-102. I got to double check on the score. But the Lakers did beat the Pelicans last night. They are the official number seven seed. They will take on Denver on Saturday afternoon, so 5 o'clock here out west, when they take on Denver in game one of the NBA playoffs. And the Kings beat the Warriors, so I went 1-for-1 on the picks. I went 1-for-1 on the picks. I think I went 1-for-1 on the spread picks too. So your boy went 500 there. The Kings beat the Warriors. They will now take on the Pelicans on Friday night. This time around, it's on the Eastern Conference side. We flip the coin, switch it to the other side. The winner of the 7-8 matchup in the East takes on my New York Knickerbockers. And believe it or not, I want the Sixers. I do. The little bit of NBA I've watched, I like Jalen Brunson a lot more than Joel Embiid. You can take Embiid out of the game. I don't think he's going to play. I mean, if they lose, remember, Knicks fans, the Knicks did have home court advantage over the Heat in last year's playoffs, in round number two even, and they lost in six games. They lost that series in Miami in six games. So there's a little bit of me that says, I don't necessarily want Miami. If I'm a Knicks fan, I don't want Miami. So straight up picks, I'm taking the Sixers to lose. Actually, no, I'm taking the Sixers to win. Flashback. I am taking the Sixers to beat the Heat tonight. No pun intended. And in the 9-10 matchup in the East, I will take the Bulls over the Hawks. So that means, if that plays out, you'll have the Bulls and the Heat play on Friday night, and the Sixers will be the 7th seed, which means they will start the playoffs at MSG on Saturday afternoon. Bring it on. Anyway, let's go ahead, give you guys the spread picks for these, and then we'll just rattle through the picks for the rest of it. Give you guys the updated look on the NHL playoffs. By the way, all the playoff spots have been clinched in the NHL playoffs. The rest of it now at this point is seeding. The reason why I say that, and this is a tease, the Pacific Division flip-flopped that bracket, and we still have today and tomorrow as far as games left on the schedule to decide the seeding in the Pacific Division bracket. So hold your horses. That's why I'm teasing it. But again, here are your picks for today, and then I'm out, and then we'll see what happens, because I will be out of town this weekend. So I'm trying to see whether I need to do the show Friday morning, so like a late night edition, or I could do my show at the normal Friday slot. So I gotta wait on that. And then program alert for you guys. I might be doing the show. The first show of the week next week will either be on Monday night or Tuesday night. It depends on when I get back from my little mini vacation. Otherwise, that's your only program alert. So let's go ahead, get you guys your picks for today, and then I'm out. So, as I said, if you're just going straight up, because see, we're now into the playoff mode. If you're just going straight up, the picks are Philly and Chicago. Those will be your winners straight up. But against the spread, or with the spread in certain cases, oh wow, it actually stays even. So, even ESPN Bet, even those odds agree with me. So, I'm going to go with the Sixers -5.5. And I will go with the Bulls -3.5. Again, those odds courtesy of ESPN Bet. So, take the Sixers, take the Bulls. And if you want to go with the spread, either -5.5 or -3.5 for either game. If you want the Heat, go +5.5. Take my guess, but I think the Heat will end up playing on Friday. Same for people who want to root for the Hawks and they like Trae Young because he can shoot. Wimpy doodle doo. If you want to go +5.5 with that one or +3.5 with that one, I think the Sixers one's 5.5. Yeah, the Sixers one is 5.5 and the Bulls one is 3.5. So if you want to go with the Hawks +3.5, or the Heat at 5.5 over the Sixers, be my guest, but I don't think it'll matter. So I'm going to go Sixers -5.5, and I'm going to go with the Bulls at -3.5, which means if those hold, and I'm just talking the straight up picks, forget about the spread thing, just straight up picks, if those hold, the Sixers will play the Knicks on Saturday in the playoffs, and the Heat will have to play at home on Friday against the Bulls if those picks hold true. In the NHL, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do the NHL next. In the NHL, only 4 games on tonight. Four teams will have their seasons end. So we're just going to do the small ones here. Lightning over the Maple Leafs. The Lightning will take on the Florida Panthers. So we're going to have a Sunshine State showdown in round one. The Panthers will have home ice. That is official, believe it or not, if I look at the standings now. Yeah, that is official now because you got 110 points. They're all done. Okay, then you got Tampa at 96, 91. Tampa's 5 points ahead. So, yes, that is official. None of these games, at least on the east side, will change much. You're going to have the Lightning against the Panthers in round one of the playoffs, which will start this weekend. And you'll have the Maple Leafs going to Boston to start that series. By the way, that is going to be the most intriguing matchup of round one. Forget all the ones out west, and I will get to the Western Conference one, because that has yet to really be solidified as far as who's going to be the wild card and who's going to be the third place team in the Pacific Division. But at least on the east, in the east, it's a very good matchup with Boston and Toronto, and right now I would take the Bruins in six, but I wouldn't be surprised if Toronto can carry that momentum and steal that series. But anyway, back to the normal picks. Take Tampa -130 on the money line. Let's see what the over-under is on the goals. Let's see, 6.5. I'm going to go with the under on that one. That is at +115 in the money. So I'm going to go with the under on this one. And yeah, I'll go with the under on the goals. And I will go with Tampa at -130. That's your pick for that game. Your pick for number two involves the top team in the Central. In fact, the top seed in the Western Conference. The Dallas Stars over the St. Louis Blues. I'm going to go with the Stars at -275 on the money line. And I will, for this one, I'll take the over. The over-under on this one is also set to 6.5. But unlike the Tampa and Toronto matchup, I will take the over. Let's say 4-3. Let's see. Dallas is 25-11-4 at home. That's 25-15 if you take out the overtime losses. Or if you add the overtime losses in. So that's 25-15. Okay. It's actually worth it. So I will take the over for this game, and I will go with the money line at -275. Again, all of this courtesy of ESPN Bet. Let's see. And game number three is going to be on Long Island. Again, this has no playoff implications anymore. The Penguins are officially eliminated from playoff contention, and the Islanders will play the Carolina Hurricanes in round one, where the Hurricanes will have home ice advantage. So, let's go with the Isles at 115. Let's see, 20-10-10. Maybe not. You know what? I'm going to stick with Pittsburgh here. That home record for the Islanders is not very pretty. That's a 20-20 home record. Because when you add in the overtime, because it's really 20-10-10, but that third number is an overtime loss. So it's 20-20. It's not great. So I'll go with the road team on this one. I'll go Penguins at -135, and I will go with the under. The over-under on this one is 5.5. So I will go with the under on this one. I'll go 3-1. Penguins over the Islanders. Islanders, again, nothing to play for, and the Penguins have nothing to play for either. So again, your winners, Tampa at -130, Pittsburgh at -135, and Dallas at -275. And the other one, I'm just going to pick the final game. I will pick straight up. Oilers, easy 8-2 win over the Coyotes. There is a rumor out there, and it might end up becoming true here in a couple months. Maybe. There's still a long way to go, but the Coyotes are headed for Utah, and they'll end up playing in Salt Lake City next season. Again, I'll follow up on that story during the summer months, but that game, I'll just go straight up. I'll take the Oilers. I will take the Oilers 9-2. So again, go with Lightning -130, Pittsburgh -135, Dallas at -275, and go with Edmonton straight up 9-2, just out of giggles and poops. For my baseball fans, let's get you guys going. We already have this is game two of the White Sox Royals doubleheader. That's right. So who won game one? Let's see. Giants beat the Marlins 3-1. Orioles beat the Twins 4-2. Mets beat the Pirates 9-1. Wow. Brewers beat the Padres 1-0. Rangers beat the Tigers 5-4. Braves beat the Astros by the same score, 5-4. The Royals beat the White Sox 4-2. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Yes, I know all you troll people out there. I will eat crow. When I went on here on Monday and said the Yankees had that lead, well, now guess what? They either won and only so far 3-game losing streak of the season snapped today at 6-4. Nationals beat the Dodgers 2-0. A's beat the Cardinals 6-3. Cubs beat the D-backs 5-3. And the Mariners beat the Reds 5-1. So, wow, there's not a lot of games on. So there's only three. Since these games are all in progress, I'm not going to give away the betting action. If you go on ESPN Bet right now on the desktop site, you could probably get an updated look into what it is right now, but I'm just going to do these straight up. Let's see. White Sox beating the Royals 2-0. I'm going to go with the White Sox to hold on here. Phillies beating the Rockies 4-1. I'm going to go with Philly there. Angels over the Rays. That game is underway right now at 1-0. And I will go with the Halos to win there. The Rays are that cute little engine that could, but eventually it will fall off. And the Angels, surprisingly, are doing very well. So I'll go with the Angels over the Rays. I will take the Phillies over the Rockies, and I'll take the White Sox over the Royals. I forgot today was getaway day. That's why there's a lot of these games that are done by now. That's why I'm looking at the score right now. I'm like, why are there so many games that are done? Ah, that's why. It's because it's getaway day for everybody, and everybody wants to either get home. Some teams have to go back home for their homes for the next homestand, or it's just the series is over. This is time to get some day games, so that explains why. So those are your picks for Major League Baseball. Let me take one quick look at the headlines, see if there's anything there. Otherwise, no. All right, cool. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out. I will see you guys either Thursday night, late Thursday night, or I'll see you guys at the normally scheduled time on Friday. So peace out, and I'll see you guys later. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to the show on Spotify, Google, or Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple if you know the trick, Treezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can also watch this show on Rumble.com. In fact, you can exclusively watch this show on Rumble.com. Just search for the username AD Gerke. That's A-D, G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Again, that's A-D, G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E on Rumble. Please make sure that search is set to channels, not videos. Now, if you don't want the algorithm to suck you in, you need to click subscribe and you need a Rumble account for that. But if you just want to watch the movies, it's just like YouTube. Or if you just want to watch the videos, just like YouTube, just search AD Gerke. I think you can type in the episode number for specific ones. And then you can click on my page. I think you can do that. I think that's the other way you can do it. It is like YouTube in that sense. So, like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, you can also follow this show on social media through the Facebook page, the Instagram hashtag. By the way, they share the same name. The Austin's Audit Podcast. It has its Facebook page. I know I haven't posted on there in a while, but Podbean actually has done that for me. So there should be some up there now. And it shares the same name in the Instagram hashtag too, which is where I'm going to put Double A Hot Takes. I know some of you, I know I didn't do very many of them. I promise to do more of them during the summer. I promise to do that. I swear to God, I will do more of those. Double A Hot Takes is going to be where you, that's why you need to follow the hashtag, because that's where I will put that little side part of the show, the content I don't get to with the show being only 30 minutes. Go on to Instagram, follow that one. You can also follow me, yours truly, Austin Gerke, on X. Just go to @Austin_Gerke on X for post-episode interaction. Or you can follow my personal Instagram, which is @AustiSpamanti. That's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Again, that's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Or you can follow my personal Snapchat, which is AustinGerke14. That is my name, Austin Gerke, and my favorite number, 14. That is the username on Snapchat if you just want to chat with your boy. But thank you for listening and watching. This has been the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out. And I will see you guys later this week.